It's time for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Leslie Carrier.
We have two guests with us today, both who work for OCAC, and probably many listeners are very familiar with OCAC and hear about it a lot, but might not be aware of some of the programs that are offered through OCAC. So today we have Lindsay Dumas-Bell, who is the Resource Development Manager, and also Diane Anthony, who is the Family Planning Director, both with OCAC. So thanks for being with us today. Let's just start off. Tell us about OCAC. Like I said, many of us have heard about it, but probably aren't familiar with what all services and you provide and what your mission is.
So OCAC is an acronym. It stands for Ozarks Area Community Action Corporation. We have been around since the mid-60s. We are a community action agency, one of approximately 1,000 across the United States. And our mission is to alleviate the causes and conditions of poverty. And we do that through a number of programs and projects. And we serve Southwest Missouri.
So is how many counties in Southwest Missouri?
We serve 10 counties. So Greene, Barry, Christian, Dade, Dallas, Lawrence, Polk, Stone, Taney, and Webster.
How is OCAC funded? Is that a federally funded program or in conjunction with also some state funding?
We do receive federal funds. Our seven programs all receive federal funding. Many also receive state funding and then local funding through grants and foundational funds and other local monies.
Well, you have a slew of programs that you offer and a kind of a wide variety to serve a lot of needs. So what are some of the main programs that you all emphasize?
Yeah, so we've got seven programs. One is the Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program, or LIHEAP, and that provides heating and cooling for residents of Southwest Missouri who are in need of that assistance and meet the income qualifications. We've got a housing program that provides vouchers that are, so the home, the renters can choose the home that they want to live in and they're safe, affordable, decent housing. We've got a Head Start program, and that's early childhood development, getting kids ready for school, and also working with parents and families to really strengthen the family bond. Our neighborhood centers are located in each of the 10 counties that we serve, and that's sort of our point of entry for OCAC programs. Neighborhood centers provide case management, assistance with employment and interviews. They've got projects for youth and projects for seniors, a lot of different things with the neighborhood centers.
So if anybody's interested or a client of OCAC, they would come to a neighborhood center to receive those services?
Yes, a lot of people start at the neighborhood centers, although they don't have to, but that is where a lot of people come for information, and then we can then refer them to other programs that we have and programs within the community. We have our foster grandparent program, and they provide mentoring one-on-one with kids. So these are people 55 and older that just want to serve as a positive role model for kids who may not otherwise have that. Foster grandparents serve in schools, Boys and Girls Clubs, and a lot of places that serve youth.
How does somebody qualify for services? Is it based on financial need, or what are the criteria for you to accept a person into OCAC services?
They're all based on poverty guidelines, different percentages. So the best thing is to just contact us, and we can let you know what the guidelines are, but they're all a different percentage of poverty.
So, Diane, one of the programs that you work on specifically are the family planning services. What's all involved with that?
We are actually a family planning clinic. We provide women reproductive health services, pap smears, pelvic exams, breast exams, as well as contraceptive services. We provide the main levels of contraception other than permanent sterilization. We can do birth control pills, condoms, IUDs, many of the different methods of birth control that are available. We also, not only do we have our clinic, our main clinic site at our 215 South Barnes here in Springfield location, but we're contracted with seven of the area health departments throughout the surrounding counties of Greene County. And those are contracted through local health departments, and they provide the services in their clinic locations. We are also on a sliding fee scale for our patients. They come in, probably about 90% of our patients are at 100% of poverty or below, and many and most are uninsured or underinsured. So we see a lot of women in that category that are very much in need of our services, but it's very costly to serve them. Our funding comes from a Title X federal grant, and most of you have heard about Title X funding. Every different political time, it comes up and back down, and we deal with the discrepancies in our funding. So it's important that we have some fundraising events that can help us sustain through our questionable funding times. The patient fees don't always cover our expenses, and the little bit we get from insurance and Medicaid don't always cover our costs that we provide services with.
So do you have a medical director on staff then who supervises or oversees all the services provided?
We do. Dr. Stephen Langeth, who is also medical director of the Springfield Greene County Health Department, is our medical director. But on staff is a nurse practitioner who provides all of our clinical services for our patients.
Well, you guys have a special event coming up this week that's very exciting and new to Springfield. It's called LunaFest. So give us the background and tell us what's involved with that.
LunaFest is a festival of films made by, for, and about women. Men are invited, too. They're more than welcome to come. It will be held on Saturday, March 25th at the Springfield Art Museum at 3 p.m. And this is just really going to be a great time to come together and raise awareness and support for OCAC Family Planning and also for the Breast Cancer Fund. This is a fundraiser on a national level by the Cliff and Luna Bar Company. And so we're excited. This is the first time to come to Springfield, and there are 9 short films this year. In addition, we're going to have an art silent auction, and we've got some great pieces for that. We've got some delicious goodies from local eateries, and so we invite everybody to come out and join us for that.
So if people want more information about OCAC in general, or specifically about the LunaFest, those are kind of two tied in together activities, how can they get more information?
More information about OCAC and LunaFest can be found at our website, and it's OAC.AC. So it's our acronym. It's easy to remember, www.oac.ac. Specifically for tickets to LunaFest, it's lunafest.org/Springfield.
And once again, that LunaFest is this coming Saturday, March 25th at 3 o'clock at the Springfield Art Museum.
Yes.
Well, thank you both for being with us. Our guests have been Lindsay Dumas-Bell and Diane Anthony, both who work at OCAC here in Springfield. This has been a program of the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. This and other programs are available on the web at ksmu.org.